Cyclone Cook. Well, civil defence in Wellington has just given their latest update with regards to Cyclone Cook. Here is Ministry of Civil Defence and Emergency Management Director Sarah Stewart-Black.
States of local emergency are in place in the Bay of Plenty region and the Thames Coromandel district. The cyclone is expected to make landfall over Tauranga and Whakatane between 7 and 8pm tonight and move southwards, reaching Wellington in the early hours of Friday morning. We're expecting major impacts for the Coromandel and Bay of Plenty, including the rural sectors. I'm advised that the mandatory evacuations are in effect for parts of the Bay of Plenty and that self-evacuations are advised in several coastal areas of the Bay of Plenty and the Coromandel. If you're considering self-evacuating, it would be best to do this during the daylight and before conditions deteriorate further. People need to be ready to change their Easter travel plans if necessary, and to put safety first no matter what. Please don't take any chances.
That was Sarah Stewart-Black from Civil Defence. Let's get the latest on the weather situation now. Lisa Murray is a Met Service meteorologist. And Lisa, evening to you once again. So where is the cyclone, Lisa? Where is it tracking right now?
So right now, it's just north of Tauranga, offshore. It does have a band of rain which is already over South Auckland, Coromandel Peninsula into the Waikato, and it has other more active showers coming in over the Gisborne Ranges at the moment. So it is offshore still, where winds are going to pick up as it gets closer. We can expect it to make landfall around 6pm in that Western Bay of Plenty region, then cross over the Central Plateau, down out through Wairarapa, be off the coast of just east of Kai Koura Coast around 6am in the morning, then continue down the east coast of the South Island. And by the end of tomorrow, by midnight tomorrow, the worst of the severe weather right across the country will have finished. So quite a quick moving system.
Okay, and it looks, I'm looking at your rain radar now, the Met Service rain radar. It looks like it's missing Auckland. Right or wrong, do you think?
Well, the southern part of Auckland is getting the rain at the moment. We've already lifted the wind warning. And the reason for that is the centre of the low is slightly further east than was predicted. This is quite common with these kind of lows. They're notoriously hard to track exactly where they'll go. And that had a massive impact on where the worst of the weather is. So I think Auckland has been spared the worst of it. Certainly, they will get some gale southwesterlies wrapping around that low. But I don't think they're going to meet warning criteria. So we have lifted the warning there. And the rainfall, that band, as you can see on the radar there, that's over southern Auckland, we're expecting once that goes through in the next 2 hours or so, then that's the worst of the rain for Auckland as well. So I actually think Auckland had been spared the worst of it. But unfortunately, what that means is other places are going to get it. We have grave concerns for the Bay of Plenty area and Coromandel because they're already seeing rainfall totals and strong winds.
So when this hits landfall, Coromandel, Bay of Plenty at around 6, this will last for what, 3 hours, is that right?
Yeah, so the worst of the weather really will be for them starts off basically from now. We're already seeing, like, we did see a gust into 200 kilometres per hour there at White Island, but bear in mind this is not at the surface, this is about 300 metres up and it's quite maritime. Over land we've seen gusts of 100 kilometres per hour already for some areas, and the tightness of the isobars of this low haven't really moved onto the land, so it really are expecting winds to increase. We are expecting to see those gusts of 150 kilometres per hour or more as this system comes through, and some heavy downpours with it as well.
And Lisa, is it still your view that this is still one of the worst storms in decades?
It certainly is one of the tightest lows I've ever seen crossing New Zealand. Talking to other forecasters, they're talking back to 1968, to that Waihini storm, the last time they saw a low that's packed this tightly and the isobar is so tightly wrapped as it crosses the country. Now, it's going to be quick as it moves past. The impacts are going to be, you know, they're very big, but they will be short-lived. And we're really just telling people, you know, rather than heading out on the road for Easter, just wait till the storm passes. It's going to pass very quickly, and then they can enjoy the rest of their Easter weekend.
And can you just clarify again that time frame? When do you expect this to be done and dusted and gone?
Well, for the North Island, Wellington, most of it happens overnight. And when they wake up in the morning, you can expect to see maybe the last of the rain. There will be some decent wind around, but the worst of it will be easing early in the morning. So by midday, it's gone from the North Island, the severe weather. It's then moved, the likes of Kai Quarter Coast can expect to see it into tomorrow morning, that's Friday morning. And then it, as it moves down the country by Saturday night, Friday midnight, we can expect the most severe weather to have left the country.
Again, Lisa, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That is Lisa Murray, Met Service meteorologist. News Talk ZB, it's 5:13.